Hello
Hello
there.
there. Welcome back to another episode of Star Wars in the Galaxy, watching all the Star Wars we can get our hands on. I'm Eli.
I'm Jacob.
And today we have one of our, at least mine, I don't want to speak for you, Jacob, one of my favorite types of In a Galaxy episodes to do. We've done it. I feel like we're making this now like a yearly tradition unofficially, because we do it around every once a year. We did it once, and then that episode blew up, and we were so grateful, but from the response it generated, and we just enjoyed doing it, of course, as well. And then we did it last year with Connor Jachidi in his first appearance on the show, I think, actually official, which is crazy
Wow.
because he's one of my closest friends in this fandom. But and now we're doing it a third time, and we're very excited to do this. Star Wars tier lists, episode three. Star Wars tier list three. We're doing this again. Jacob and I each have five. No guests this time, but Jacob and I each have five. We scavenged the depths of Tier Maker for these because, all the obvious ones had been taken in our first two episodes. So, but all of these stuff, all of when we'll post this in down in the description, all of our tier lists can be found on the official Star Wars in the Galaxy Tier Maker account. And I'll be filling out all of them, of course, with our both of our opinions. The way our Tier Maker stuff works is that Jacob and I basically compromise. So we take the median of our opinions. There are tiers based on like letter grades from like an academic setting, but also the highest tier is S for some reason. Don't ask us why, it's just a weird thing. So it usually goes, we usually do
I think it's a Nintendo thing.
S A B C D, sometimes F if we want to. That's usually how we do it. But yeah, Jacob, I'm excited to this. I what
I'm
what
super excited to do this.
yeah, this is these are all, always some of my favorite episodes to record. All right, so Jacob and I have five plus a backup each. So Jacob, why don't you tell me what your first one is and then put it in the chat,
All right.
so I can do it on my.
Tier list number one. This is one that I'm very, very excited about. We have Star Wars Species.
Oh, interesting. That's a really good one. I
I
actually.
was searching far and wide. I thought I had found all the good ones, and then boom, this one popped up on
I did
like
not
the
have that
fourth
one. I'm
page, and I
very
was like, man,
excited about
this is
this.
a great idea.
I'm very excited about this. Let's do this. Here we go. Give me a second.
Let's do this. Yeah, get that screen share up so we can see it at the same time.
All right, we got a lot of species here too. All right, here we go. So, first species is Yoda slash Grogu slash Yaddle species. And by the way, just for convenience, I'm going to delete the F tier just because
Yeah, we
I
don't need
think
that many.
the five
Yeah.
tiers are good.
Okay, so let's think about this one.
Yoda species, for me, I think it should be an S tier, and here's why. The iconicity of that species, like whenever, like when we saw the first episode of The Mandalorian, but it was one thing people were talking about. I mean, it has a great feel to it. It's a great episode, and don't get me wrong, but everybody was talking about the baby Yoda. That thing blew up the world in a way Star Wars really hadn't in quite a while, probably since the release of The Force Awakens, which, was only 4 years earlier, but like still. And so I feel like just for like its impact and like what seeing that species does for people, I feel like we gotta rank it at S.
I agree, man. I mean, Yoda fucking rules. And yeah, baby Grogu, baby Yoda
Yeah.
rules as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, we have Zabrax.
Dathomirian variety. It's Darth Maul in the little picture.
It's Darth Maul. Yeah, the Yoda species was of Grogu. We'll see the characters along with, at least as far as we know. I'm trying to put aside my hatred of Darth Maul and Savage Opress for this one. I'm not inclined to rank this very high. I think probably I'd rank it somewhere in the middle, probably B or C, but. If you want to put it higher,
I'd say B tier because we have Darth
yeah.
Maul. He's a pretty interesting character, interesting story. We get Savage Opress. We get to see some of the Knight Brother and the Dathomirians, the Brack culture,
Oh yeah, Monster is a fucking great episode of
in the Clone
TCW. I
Wars,
love that. I
Monster,
love
season
that
four
shit.
TCW. But yeah, not
Season
too
three,
much
I
more
think,
going
but
on
yeah.
than that.
Yeah. I
Rodians.
Rodian, which we have a picture of Greedo from the original EA Battlefront. Rodian. I think I'd put this lower to B or C I mean, I guess I'm just not as excited when we see I feel like Rodians would be cooler if it weren't so commonplace.
That's part of what makes them cool is, you know, they're everywhere in Star Wars. There's one, they're one of the species
they're
that
freaking everywhere.
they've fully propagated. They're out there. We all everywhere you go, you got a Rodian just kind of doing their thing. But I do think they are one of the more underappreciated species because we rarely see them in leading roles. You know, we have like, well, you have like the Anaconda Far
Or in a kind of
and the
far
Rodia.
Greedo.
The Rodia episodes in the Clone Wars.
Greedo.
We don't really have that much Rodian, you know. We don't really have many Rodian characters.
Yeah.
I'd say B or C, maybe B. I would vote for B
I would
personally.
say I would go C personally, so I'm gonna put it in B. So
fair enough.
Oidians, we have a picture of Newt Gunray. This is an interesting one, and I want to get into this a little bit. And I feel like this one's a little hard because, you know, this species is absolutely based off a racial stereotype.
Yeah, the voice, it's not
And
great. It's not a good
I'm
look.
very glad that apparently Mike Chen, who is a writer of Asian descent, wrote a more noble Nemoidian character in his recent book, Star Wars Brotherhood,
Hey, that's
bringing
cool.
some redemption to the species. So I really like that aspect to it. But, you know, I feel like, you know,
Okay.
This one's hard because like I don't really love a lot of the characters, but like again, you know, they're inspired by racist stereotypes, and I want to acknowledge that because, you know,
Yeah.
it's important to acknowledge.
It is important to acknowledge. Yeah, I think the, you know, they have a lot of potential, you know. I think,
yeah,
at least in Legends, kind of like they're a little bit of their lore, you know, the hives on Cato Nemoidia and all that stuff. Like it would be cool to, you know, explore and
yeah.
see more backstory for that. But right now, yeah, they don't have a lot going for them in Star
I
Wars,
think
I
we should
think.
go with B, maybe
B, I would go
C.
with C to be honest.
Yeah,
I
let's
think
do C
they're
for
a C.
Nemoidians. Yeah, C Nemoidians. Wookiees, we
Ooh,
have Chewbacca
Wookiees.
and Solo. I'm not going to argue with you on this one. I know Jacob's going to put this straight at S, so I'm not going to resist, and I'm going to say S as well.
Yeah, S. I mean,
Yeah,
I fucking love
I know
Wookiees.
Jacob's a big fan of Wookiees,
Like
and I can't blame him.
Chewbacca.
They're iconic of this species, and they've persisted through 40 years of
Yeah.
media. So, like, you know.
Also, this might be Legends, but the Klatuvak Guild. Come on, how freaking cool is that? How freaking cool is the Klatuvak Guild? Look that up if you don't know what it is. And you want a little bit of entertaining Star Wars lore because one of the coolest stories in Star Wars. Also, Gungi, are you freaking kidding? Come on. A Wookiee Jedi with a lightsaber handle made out of wood. That's freaking sick. Like, come
Absolutely, and
on.
he rocked in the newest season of Bad Batch.
He rocked in the
Absolutely.
newest season of Bad Batch. Didn't get killed. Thank the stars. Thank the
Yeah.
maker. Okay, Jawas.
Jawa. We just have a generic Jawa here. I would be inclined to go like A or B for Jawa just because like I feel like Jawas for me are what Rodians are for you. They're instantly like they instantly give off that Star Wars vibe.
Yeah, I can go A for Jawas. They're a
Yeah. Plus,
classic Star Wars species.
I think they gave me one of my favorite things in season one of The Mandalorian.
Which was
One word and one word only. Suga, suga,
oh
suga,
yeah they I
suga.
yeah they get some Jawas get some good stuff in the Mandalorian. They do
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
good
We have
mix.
Ryotuchi, Pantorans. You
Pantorans,
know my affection for the Pantoran stuff in
yeah.
TCW.
I love the
I'd
Pantor
put
arc
them
in
in
season one of
A.
the Clone Wars.
Well, the episode
I
Trespass.
Or yeah, Trespass. I love Yuji. She comes back
Yeah.
in Bad Batch
Yeah.
season two. That's
And
kind of
Sphere of
cool.
Influence is freaking great.
Oh yeah. And Baron Papanoida is he the character that's like played by George Lucas?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I should know that. Yeah, I was remember thinking of the Clone Wars version of his character, and I'm like
Yeah.
suspiciously similar to George Lucas.
Yeah, he was played by George Lucas. I would put Pantorans in A, but I understand if you
Really?
put them lower.
I was gonna put them in like C because like they're cool, but they don't do that much.
So B.
We can go B, yeah.
All right. Mon
Ooh.
Calamari.
Mon Calamari.
I really love these guys. I think
Akbar. Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar, Admiral Raddus. That one guy in Squadrons. When you see Mon Calamari characters, Princely Char,
Oh yeah, Princely Char. I love
Nader
Water War.
Veb. Nader Veb.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about Nader Veb. Nader Veb is freaking cool.
Yeah, once you see it on Mon Calamari, you know things are about to get exciting. For me, I'd probably put them in A, but
yeah, let's go A. I think I love Mon Calamari. They're a cool species.
All
get
right.
a lot of expansion in the Clone Wars. Geonosians.
Geonosians. Geonosians are an interesting one because they appear quite a lot in Star Wars. And my feelings on their appearances are...
Do they really? What else besides... Because just...
Clones, TCW,
clones,
quite
TCW,
a bit. Rebels.
A couple episodes of Rebels.
I'm trying to think what else.
I feel like most of the species we've talked about so far show up more, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. I for some reason I thought they appeared in Bad Batch or something. No, they don't. Yeah.
It would be cool if they did, though.
It would be cool if they did. I go, it's between A and B for me.
I'm gonna push that into B. I don't really think they
I think they're cool, and I think that the vibes of Geonosis are really great. But I think but for me, I think what ultimately kills it for me is that I'm still really, really fucking uncomfortable with those brain worms.
Yeah. I mean, they're cool, but like, I just don't like the idea of, you know, when certain species are just portrayed, this is the evil species. It just feels kind of backwards like that. Man, that's not what Star Wars is about. Like, that's what J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
All due respect to Lord of the Rings to everything, but that's not Star Wars.
What was I going to say? Skakoans. Skakoans, we have Watt Tambor.
Skakoans.
So if you had asked me this like 5 years ago, I'd probably put them lower. But thanks to the new addition to Skakoan lore we've gotten from season 7 of The Bad Batch and the Darth Vader comic recently with Jewel Tambor, the grandson of Watt Tambor, and his father, who's Watt Tambor's son. You know what Jewel Tambor's father and Watt Tambor's son is named?
What?
Watt Tambor 2.
Two.
Yeah, Watt Tambor
Numeral
the
two.
Second. Watt Tambor the second.
Watt Tambor I thought literally Watt Tambor 2.
No. Watt Tambor
literally
did a junior of himself. That's fantastic. I love that detail so much. And I love the Skakoans. So for me, I think I'd go A. And I dare you to put them lower.
I would have put them in like C, but you know what? I'll allow it. We can go A. I don't really have a dog. I'm not that passionate about them, so I'll let you do this one.
Grutas.
To Grutas with Ahsoka Tano as a picture.
Yeah, Ahsoka Tano.
Now you see my reflex is to put this really high because it's Ahsoka, you know, fan favorite character.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome, awesome, amazing character. So much development, so pivotal to the Clone Wars and everything. She's a freaking badass. But as a species, what do we really get
other than Ahsoka,
outside of Ahsoka?
Shaak Ti,
slaves escape from Kadavo. There are some Togruds that escape from Kadavo.
The first short of Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah, there's really not a.
There's not a lot. Yeah.
And we're not just going by, like, just to be clear, we're not just going off of how often they appear or how many of them there are.
No,
it's just a way of gauging, like,
they appear
how much
is
kind of
is how it is an indicator, though, and good sometimes, not good other times, of how much lore is behind their species and how much we understand how their species works and operates and that sort of thing, and what their culture is like, and
how much development they get. Yeah, well said, very well said. Yeah,
yeah.
So with that in mind, I might say B, to be honest.
I was gonna say B as well. Yeah, I was gonna say
all right,
B as
let's
well.
Do it. What do we have next?
Ithorians.
Oh, Ithorians. Oh,
so
a misunderstood species of Star Wars.
So I'm actually inclined to put this higher now because of something very specific. I've always been lukewarm about Ithorians. I didn't love them. I didn't hate them. But if people have not, go check out Good Friends of the Show's D&D live real play series, Ionized Bastards, hosted by friend of the show and former guest Michael McCoy, including friends of the show and former guests Jared the Dark Jedi, Alden Diaz, Jerry the Cannon Junkie, and also our friend Dan Miller from Bro Axiom. And Alden Diaz plays an Ithorian version of Saul Goodman, who is a lawyer named Thabor Sheens, and he has become, I've been catching up on Bastards because I just fall behind on them. I think I'm like halfway through the second episode. They're fantastic. Michael's such a great storyteller. Just based on Thabor Sheens and how hilarious Alden is as Thabor Sheens, I'm intended to place. I think Ithorian deserve at least A.
Yeah, I might say maybe not S, but definitely A,
I think. I think we're going to go A, yeah.
I really hope for some badass Ithorians because, you know,
yeah,
we got that. Dude, in the Tartakovsky. Is it the Tartakovsky Clone
yeah,
Wars?
Yeah, Varan Kharab,
Jedi?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get that Jedi who almost takes down Grievous, you know. But in all the, everywhere that there's an Ithorian, they're just like, they're shown as, you know, they're meek, they're slow, they're ponderous, they can't defend themselves. Hell, even the Clone Wars arc about the plot to kidnap Palpatine, even then, two Ithorian bounty hunters, and they both just get totally smoked by Cad Bane. But I'm gonna go A because I love
I dare you to call Thabor Sheens weak. I dare you to.
Yeah, but speaking of which, next up we got
the Duros.
Example, Cad Bane.
Cad Bane, yeah. So this is an interesting one for me also because I think the Duros suffer a bit for me from Darth Maul syndrome because I don't like Cad Bane as a character, but obviously Cad Bane is not the only Duros.
Who else do we even have? And off the top of my head, I can't think of any.
Shriv from Battlefront 2.
Oh, Shriv.
The guy from the first one was the guy from the Cantina who I'm forgetting the name of. Give me a second. Duros in Cantina. Chachi D. Maul.
Okay.
These guys from the Cantina. Yeah, no, Duros don't have a crazy presence in, at least in canon. I think they have quite a bit more of a presence in Legends. Let's see. Cad Bane, obviously. Shriv. Darth Kaldoff, but Lulo from the Poe comic. Yeah, not as much. They're not actually in Star Wars as much as I thought they were. B?
I'm going to say that I might say C, I think. B. Yeah, B. Because I just think that they kind of suffer from the same situation as Togutans, where you have one really beloved, fan favorite, well-developed character that kind of carries the species, and they don't really see too many other appearances.
Yeah. Let's see. Wookiees. No, Wookiees, sorry. Ewoks. We have, of course, Wicket W. Warwick here. But not only Wicket W. Warwick, of course, people like Logray and Poplu and Chief Chirpa and Peekpa, the Ewok Slicer from Last Shot. I haven't read a Last Shot, but I know everybody loves Peekpa.
I think I read that. Yeah, Peekpa was, I remember. I think I remember that. Yeah.
I feel like just for the legacy of the Ewok, we got to put it in A.
Yeah.
At least.
Just for what they, I mean, if it weren't for the Ewoks.
Yeah.
You know, Rebels wouldn't have taken down the second Death Star. Do you see where this is going?
Yeah. I feel like any major species that originated in the original trilogy, I think we can't put lower than A. But yeah, Hutts, we have Jabba here. I think we got to just, again, because of the sheer iconography, I feel like Hutts need to be an S.
An S?
Yeah.
Really? All the way an S?
Jabba the Hutt and Zero and Gardula and like, when a Hutt's on screen, they have fucking presence.
They are 20 feet long giant slugs. So
I don't mean just physical presence. I mean like.
No,
like,
yeah.
They've literally been like some of the main criminals or leaders in the galaxy for hundreds of years, thousands in Legends.
Okay, yeah. To be fair, you know, they're as an idea, kind of as characters, they're very unique.
And we also have the twins from the Book of Boba Fett. Yeah,
they do have the twins. Yeah. Ah, man. Yeah. I mean, if it were
for
me,
really
I would
go. If you
really
want to put it in A, but.
No, you're right. I think it, as far as, you know, iconography goes, classic Star Wars, yeah, we can put Hutts up there. They're a super interesting species. And there was even a Hutt who was the Chancellor of the Republic in Legends. I can't remember the name.
I know there was a Hutt Dark Jedi in Legends named Beldorion.
Yeah. In some of the Darth Vader comics, there's like a Graxus the Hutt, I think his name is.
Graxus.
Graxus the Hutt.
That's not Legends, that's canon, though.
Oh, did I say Legends?
Correct. Yeah, you said Legends.
Sorry. Yeah, in the canon Darth Vader comics, there's Grakis.
And he's also in the Poe Dameron comic, also by Soul.
He's a Hutt with a six pack, and he walks around on tiny little robot legs. It's confusing, but it works.
Yeah. Next, we have the Gungans with Jar Jar Binks, and again, gotta
Similar
address
situation.
The elephant in the room. They were created, and then and unknowingly or not, it's a racist species. It is, but I actually feel the opposite about the Gungans that I do about the Nemoidians, because I feel like the Gungans have really been rehabilitated in canon.
What else have we gotten besides Jar Jar in the Clone Wars? I can't think off the top of my mind.
Well, I'm really just Jar Jar and TCW, I feel like. Like, yeah, he was still a goofy role, but I feel like we got a lot more gravitas to the character in TCW. We also got that one episode of TCW where they fucking take down General Grievous.
That is true. The Gungans taking down General Grievous is a highlight.
We have other Gungans like Wet Bub in the High Republic, who's like a Gungan member of the Nile. And I feel like Gungans have had a great like redemption arc. Again,
they've had a bit of a comeback. Yeah,
they've had a comeback. Yeah, they've had a comeback. I'm looking. Let's see, yeah, Boss Leone, Rich Lou, like, yeah, Shadow Warrior. Even though I don't like that episode particularly, like with plot wise, I think it actually does some great things for, shit, what was I going to say? Yeah, as much as I don't like the plot of Shadow Warrior, I think it did great things for Gungan culture. I put them A.
Maybe? I can't conscience putting them that high. I would say,
B.
Actually, I'm looking at the species. Sure, A, yeah, I guess
actually,
so.
I'm changing my mind, actually, too, so B.
I feel like we have a glut in B right now.
We do. But I think that might change. Who knows?
Yeah. Buttons.
Kit Fisto obviously displayed, but there are other Nautilans, obviously. I'm trying to think of other Nautilan characters.
I think that's another example of cool ass species. We just don't see them.
Nox, right? Nox the Padawan,
Nox the Padawan, that's
who's killed by
Savage Opress's first Jedi kill.
Nakano Lash, the Youngling Zat from... Yeah, I thought there were more Nautilans in the galaxy. I mean, yeah, I feel like it's the same thing, and I know not to beat a dead horse or anything, but I feel like we gotta go B.
Yeah, and I'm frustrated that we can't put them higher, because they're a super cool species.
I like
and I love
species
Kit Fisto.
A lot.
I love Kit Fisto, but
we have Ugnaughts,
not much else.
Which I feel like, just from legacy alone, and of course the legacy of the character pictured, Queel, I feel like that's an A, at least.
That's an A, yeah. Ugnaughts are an easy A.
Yeah. This one's a weird one. The next one we have is human, which, like, most of the characters in Star Wars are human. And so we have some really great humans and we have some really terrible humans. But, like, it's such a range. And I almost feel it's weird putting them on there. And, like, I know this is going to sound weird,
but,
like,
it makes sense from...
But, like, I know this is going to sound weird, but I feel like we need to put them in, like, an A or something like that. Because
no, I think that's reasonable.
They're great human characters, don't get me wrong, but they're not, like, a species design because they exist in our real world.
No, I think that's reasonable, yeah.
Arians.
Zygerians.
I think really Zygerians are only in that one arc of TCW and that one episode of Bad Batch. Am I not incorrect about that one?
Yeah.
Is it really just...
I think you're right.
Is it really just that?
There's got to be something in, book. There's definitely something in books and...
Apparently there were quite a few of them in THRs.
Not movies, comics.
Apparently there were quite a few of them in THR. They were in two episodes of Bad Batch. They were in Aftermath.
They were in Bad
Batch,
that's right.
They were in Aftermath, they were in Tarkin. They haven't been, they were in Crash Fate. They haven't really a lot, yeah.
I'm going to go with like D or F, I think, just because... For emotional reasons, this species, all we really see them do is own slaves on Zygeria.
Yeah.
It's not a good look for them.
Yeah, I mean, like, as a species, they're terrible. Like, I do like seeing, like, I do get interested when they, like, I remember when we saw them in Rampage. Like, I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, can we do them at least, like, C?
Yeah, sure, C.
Yeah, C. Keldor. Other than Plo Koon...
Man, I mean, in Legends,
other than,
in
yeah, but
Other than Plo Koon. On the planet Keldor, there's that death cult in Jedi Outcast. I think that's pretty cool. Although I don't know if we're really counting legends.
No, Outcast, the Fate of the Jedi.
Yeah, Fate of the Jedi Outcast. What's that group called?
Fate of the Jedi. The Keldor Sages.
Oh yeah, the Keldor
Sages. The Barrando Sages.
That was one of the craziest reads I've ever experienced in Star Wars.
It's freaking
that
ridiculous. It's absolutely crazy.
It was amazing, but yeah,
there's a Keldor character in Resistance. I'm trying to remember which Keldor character was in Resistance. Oh, Bo Keevil, right? Bo Keevil, got it. Yeah. The pilot of Bo Keevil, who's voiced by, unsurprisingly, Dave Filoni, because we know that Dave loves Plo Koon. Yeah, I feel like we can't put Plo, not Plo, or any higher than B.
Yeah, I think B is fine.
Besilisks, we have pictured here on Krell, but also Dexter Jetster.
Pon Krell, instant T. Oh, I forgot about Dexter Jetster though.
Yeah. Mm. Who else? Dex, Pon Krell, Gallus Vess, who's a minor character. Let's see. In THR, some. In Aftermath, in Last Shot, in Black Spire, mentioned. Really, we don't get that much of them, so I'm inclined to go, like, C.
Okay, yeah. We might not have any in D. I don't know.
Yeah, we might not.
We might not have any in D.
Yeah.
We have next. Ooh.
Hondo Ohnaka is pictured, but we also have people like Sora Bulk.
Sora Bulk appear in?
He's the Jedi. He's much more expanded upon in freaking, what do you call it, in Legends. But he was a Jedi. He was a Weequay Jedi who turned to the dark side. In Clone Wars.
A lot of kind of scumbag pirate.
Tonti the bartender. Oh, Tonti the bartender alongside Cobb Vanth in The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett. Kossiv was a weak way. I forgot Kossiv was a weak way, that fucker. Kossiv is fantastic. He's such a hilarious character. Basically, all of Markion Rose's plans would have gone like 50% better in Light of the Jedi had Kossiv not just been there fucking everything up for him.
I can't comment on that because I've not read Light of the Jedi yet.
Yeah, Sora Bulk.
There's any number of Weequay, you know, scumbag, pirate, smuggler, thug, gangster types. I might say B. They're not. Maybe.
All right.
I think
we should
B,
do it.
But
okay.
B, okay. Yeah, we can do A. We can do
A. Let's do A. We're going to do A for Weequay. Claudite S. Next.
What? Wait. Hold on.
Zam Wessel is practically the mascot of this show. We're going to put Claudites any lower than S? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, point taken. You're right. S, moving on.
Gamorreans. I feel like
Gamorreans,
I want to put Gamorreans in D. I mean, yeah, they're iconic. Yeah, they're from the original trilogy, but they still haven't really done anything. Not even in book.
Yeah. Yeah, we can put them D. They just kind of exist,
and
which
I'm
is
tempted,
sad.
Honestly, yeah. And I'm honestly tempted to do the same thing with Grands, honestly.
Grands. Yeah, they're kind of the three, maybe best described as like...
What characters can you name who are Grands?
Literally none. For people
Ask
listening...
Ock, Senator Karras, Philo, Reese, Mahonic. They're all minor characters. I mean, they've appeared a lot, but yeah.
I recognize none of those names. For people listening, Grands, because I would not recognize from the name. They have three eyes on stalks, and they kind of look like, their faces kind of look like reptilian goat heads.
Yeah.
The best description
I would say the most famous of them would probably be Ask Ock.
Yeah, the Republic
the
senator.
Yeah. But I'd say D for them, yeah.
Yeah, Celestine. I'm comfortable with that. Oh, Celestines. Underrated. Fun species.
I love Celestines, but I want to know, do we know of any, like, are there any other famous Celestines other than Nine Numb?
Maybe. I doubt it.
I mean, Nine Numb's iconic enough for, you know. Oh, there's Celestines in THR. There's a Celestine in Missing in Action. There's Celestines in Bad Batch. There's... in Life Debt and Aftermath trilogy. And a few episodes of Resistance, obviously. Solistin's B.
Yeah, they're a cool species. A big part to play in the rebellion.
Grand notions. We have Bossk here. I feel like this needs an A just based off of the, like, although I don't love these episodes of TCW, I feel like they do a lot for Trandoshan culture, the arc at the end of season 3.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
I feel like it does a lot for the Trandoshans as a species, and I feel like A at least.
Yeah, I think, you know, I really, there's a lot of Trandoshan characters I hate. Star Wars is very good at making you really hate certain Trandoshans because they just have a thing for cruelly hunting down my lovable favorite walking carpets, the Wookiees. But you know what they say? If you hate a character, if you really hate a character, then, you know, the writer might be doing something right.
The writer's doing it their A-tier. Job, yeah.
A-tier.
Biff.
Yeah, the modal nodes, the Cantina
The modal
Man
nodes,
are
Darth
Biffs.
Tenebris in Legends, who I love as a character. Tenebris. Who else? I'm trying to think of other famous Biffs in canon. I mean, they have a lot of lore. I'll give them that. They're in a lot of THR, a lot of TCW, quite a few bit of the Bad Batch. Let's see. Yeah. They're in quite a few episodes of Books, quite a few episodes of Resistance. I feel like B probably for Biff, because although they're iconic, like, they don't really have any, like, really notable characters, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think B is fine.
And B is becoming incredibly overcrowded, but I don't know.
Chiss! Ooh, Chiss. Okay.
I feel like with the amount that Timothy Zahn has written about the Chiss, I feel like it would be an unfair to put them any lower than A. Like, not just Thrawn. I mean, like, the entire Ascendancy trilogy takes place in Chiss space.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so, Timothy Zahn has written more about Chiss than probably any other Star Wars author has written about any other singular thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, reading the Ascendancy trilogy, I think makes a case for Chiss and S tier, simply because when else do we get such a deep, detailed dive into one species, one other Star Wars species? It's not humans. Talking about their culture, talking about their customs, the entire just
I will
political
say this.
Intrigue of it all.
There's one thing holding Chiss back from being in.
What's that?
And that will be fixed very soon, actually. But until we see a live-action Chiss, I'm not sure if I'm quite comfortable putting it in S tier.
Really? Oh, man. Chiss are S tier. As a Star Wars species, they're so creative. They're so well fleshed out. They're so
I just feel like,
they're,
you know,
so
like,
iconic.
Look at the
they're so cool.
Things we have, other than Zam, other than Clive. Look at the things
why
we,
is
like,
that? Why is that a criteria that we need to hold against it, though? Why is that something that
maybe
matters?
Maybe it might not be for you, but it is for me. But if you really want to do S, then we'll do S.
Okay. I insist. I insist. All I'm
right.
Honest.
So there we go. Twi'lex. I feel like here's the thing. Have Twi'lex, has Twi'lex women been overly sexualized by the fandom? Yes, yes, they have. And
unfortunately,
by the films, also, obviously.
Cough, cough, Aayla Secura.
Cough, cough, Aayla Secura, cough, cough, Ula.
I forgot about Ula, yeah.
But, like,
they're a cool
they're,
species, though.
They're
right
fucking everywhere. They're fucking everywhere, and they're, I feel like, as iconic to Star Wars as Hutts or Wookiees. So
they're
I feel like
there,
they need to be in S tier.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. I'm very comfortable with that.
Friends. I'm trying to think, other than Slymore.
Oh yeah, Slymore, the Chancellor's yeah. Advisor.
Other than Sly.
Other than Slymore, I think it's pretty much limited to the Umbara arc, I would imagine.
Yeah, which, you know, I have my feelings about, and you have yours, and they're not the same. I would, my thing about Umbarans, and I'm not even saying this because I hate the Umbara arc. And I don't hate it. I just don't love it that much. For me, though, like, I really did wish, because we didn't really get, like, insight into their culture at all in that arc. We really didn't. And I feel like
they were just kind of there to be cannon fodder. Yeah, I would say C as well. They deserve better than that. getting Tusken down to the last few here.
Raiders. You're going to have to, like, you're going to have me have to drag me kicking and screaming to put this anywhere other than S tier.
I'm comfortable if you really feel S tier is the place for them. I think
it's you with Chiss. I'm with Tusken Raiders. The Book of Boba Fett made the Tusken Raiders into, like, such an in-depth and interesting species. And they always had that air of mystery around them. And I love the stuff that's been done with Legends and Asherah Het and Sharon Het and all those people. But yeah, they just expanded so much in various canon and Legends sources. So I feel like you gotta put them in S. Plus, they're some of the first alien species we see in Star Wars.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I agree. Having an introduction as strong as they do in Star Wars of obviously A New Hope and then the slaughter and Shmi and everything in Attack of the Clones, you know, they're so vilified. They're the villains in the stories of the main characters that it's so compelling.
Until they aren't.
It's so compelling to see the other ways that these characters can be used. So yeah, I'll say yes.
Until we realize that just because they're against the characters doesn't mean they're bad.
Also, they're freaking sick in Boba Fett.
Oh yeah, Book of Boba Fett does them great. Toydarians. Again, gotta address elephant in the room, and especially because I am a Jewish man, it's the racial stereotype.
Yeah, as a Jew also makes me pretty uncomfortable. I mean, they even picked the photo here, just to remind us. They picked the photo here where he literally looks like the infamous. The drawing, you know, all the Jewish stereotypes.
That being said,
we have King Katunko, though.
I was gonna say King Katunko. Shout out to all the Vias for forgetting King Katunko. Somewhat the redemption of, like, I'm not saying they've had as good of a redemption as, say, Gungans, but they had some redemption. King Katunko, I will always credit. So I think C would be good for Kudurns.
Yeah, I think so.
That's about as high as I feel comfortable placing them. All right, and finally, Kaminoans, which probably would be C or D tier for me if the animated shows didn't exist. But given our insights into how they operate in both the Clone Wars and the Bad Batch, I feel like they should be an A tier.
I think so, especially right now, you know, with them kind of this dual cloning story unfolding. Or at least, maybe it's not the same story, we don't know, but the stories about cloning unfolding simultaneously in the season of The Bad Batch that's coming out right now, and this season of The Mandalorian that's coming out right now, it's got to be, they got to be one of the most important species in Star Wars right now. You know, those who remain, this is their moment.
And that is the first tier list we've done. It's complete. It's on our profile. All right. Let's go ahead and do my first one. Are you ready for this one?
I am ready. Lay it on.
So Jacob and I don't have full experiences with all these, so we're just going to do what we can with these. My first one is canon novels.
Oh, canon novels. Okay.
All right. So here we go. These are canon, although there are novelizations of the films in here, which some of them are canon, so... it'll go quicker than you think because, you know, we haven't read all of them. Have you read A Clash of Fate?
No.
No, I haven't either. A New Dawn?
No.
No, me neither. The ANH novelization?
No.
I wish I could say I did either. Yeah, nope. I haven't read Solo.
Which Solo book? Because I've...
The Solo novelization.
No.
Have you read any of the Aftermaths?
I have not read any of the Aftermaths, unfortunately.
Yeah, me neither. But they gave us Cobb Vanth, so credit to them for that. Did you read Ahsoka? I read Ahsoka.
Oh, yeah, I read Ahsoka. I liked it. I think it's okay.
I
honestly didn't love it.
I think C, maybe, for Ahsoka, for me.
Maybe B. I think B. Just because it wasn't terrible, you know.
Have you read Alphabet Squadron? Yeah, I haven't either. Not the AOTC original novel. I swear we have read quite a few of these, just not towards the beginning. AOTC novelization? Either of the Battlefront novels?
Nope.
Where's actually where did the where did Inferno Squad? Oh, I already accidentally put Inferno Squad in. Whoops, whatever. All right, Bloodline.
I have not read Bloodline
I
actually. Have you?
have.
All right, it's up to you
We're
then.
putting this. We're putting this shit in A tier. It's very
All
good.
right.
I quite like.
What do
I
you like
quite
about
like
it? What's
Bloodline.
give us a little quibble because not
It's
everyone's read
a.
all these books.
Yeah, absolutely. Bloodline is the story of how Leia forms the Resistance a few years before the events of the sequel trilogy. It's a great insight into Leia. Claudia Gray is a fantastic writer. I mean, if you've read a single book of hers, you know that. And she writes a really interesting story about the politics of the New Republic, which as of that point had not been explored. Not just not that much, it had not been explored. So she had to do a lot of that world building for herself. And she did a great job with it. And it was one of the first canon novels, and it set a good groundwork for that era. All right, Brotherhood. If you read Brotherhood,
I have not read Brotherhood.
yeah, me neither.
I have not
Canto
read Canto
Bight,
Bight. Nope.
Catalyst,
Nope.
Dark Disciple.
I wish.
Yeah, me too. Dr. Aphra, the audio drama.
Nope.
Dooku Jedi Lost.
No.
Yeah, I wish I had. Force Collector, I have read.
What
I
do you
have read
think?
Force Collector. It's a young adult book set before the sequel trilogy. It's about this guy named Carr who has psychometry, basically. That's the whole gist of the book, is he goes around feeling the pasts of different objects. It's nice. It's fun. I don't think I could put it higher than like B or C.
Okay,
It's like a
wherever you
Y
like.
or middle grade or something like that. I think I'm gonna go C. No offense to it. It's fun, but like it's just like it's not incredibly like consequential. From a certain point of view, one, A New Hope. S, yeah,
Oops. Yeah,
absolutely.
so many amazing stories.
Fantastic.
Really
Love the
love
from a
it.
certain point of views. From a certain point of the view, Return of the Jedi is not out yet. It's coming out this October. I'm
Oh
very
boy. Oh
excited
my
for it.
gosh. That's straight to the top of my list.
Yeah, but it's not out yet, so we can't
Yeah.
say. Empire
Empire
Strikes
Strikes
Back, I
Back.
also think should be S.
Absolutely. These certain point of view books, I mean, they really hit on something
There,
amazing.
there, there's, there's some fantastic stories in there. Not everybody one hits for me, but that's not the point. They don't have to. You find the ones you like. You do what you like. There's just a great variety in them that I love.
Yeah, they've got something for everyone,
They're
and
literally just in the two that have been released, 80 short stories.
yeah, they've got something for everyone, and the concept. I love the concept. I absolutely love the
Yes,
concept.
absolutely. Me too. Black Spire.
I have not read Black Spire.
Nope. Against the Wills, no, not for me, not for you either, right?
No, I have not.
Heir to the Jedi,
No.
Inquisitor's Rise of the Red Blade is not currently out. It'll be out in July.
This is a really recent list.
There are books here. Obviously, there are quite a few. There are a few books here that have been announced but not yet released. Battle Scars was released like a month ago. I have not, but I know a lot of people who really love that book. Last Shot, I know you have read.
I've read. I so surround, you know, some of the event, you know, leading up to it, surrounding Solo. I enjoyed this one. Now I'm getting it conflated with Solo. I'm getting parts of it conflated with Solo Most Wanted in my head. But I do remember that this was a pretty good read, one of the better recent legend canon novels. Scroll up the list so I can see what we have so far. I'm gonna say, honestly, it was B tier. It was pretty solid. Leia.
Leia, Princess of Alderaan. I
Automatic
know
S for
you've read
me.
it.
I've read it and I think it's absolutely fantastic. I also had the opportunity, to briefly meet and talk to Claudia Gray. Automatic S tier.
Okay, yeah.
I had the opportunity to briefly meet and talk to Claudia Gray about this novel at last year's Star Wars celebration in Anaheim. That was an amazing experience. Some of what she said really deepened my appreciation for it. She said that, you know, it was during the process of writing that book that Carrie Fisher passed away. And that was one of the things that drove her, she said, to put a lot of energy and a lot of work into that book and to kind of go back with the story team. They went back and they changed some things around. To make
Yeah,
it even better for Leia and make it better for the moment. And I think
that's
it's a fantastic
fantastic.
book.
Yeah, I've heard great things. Lords of the Sith, I don't think either of us have.
I have not read.
Lost Stars, no, neither of us.
Nope.
Again, there are quite a few of these that we haven't read. Please don't, like, kill us that because we haven't read.
Don't flame
like,
us.
Like, there are a bunch of, like, fan favorites. Like, I know Lost Stars is a fan favorite. I know the next one, Master and Apprentice, is a fan favorite.
Ooh. Have you read Master and Apprentice?
I have not read Master.
Really? I could have sworn. Maybe I got it from somewhere else. I could have sworn you gave me that book. Man. No, you gave me Fate of the Jedi Outcast.
Yeah.
Master and Apprentice, I would say A tier. I like this book a lot. I think it's a great look into Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan's relationship. And a lot of the scenes from Obi-Wan's perspective are really, really interesting. I'm a big fan.
All right. Most Wanted. You have read that, right?
Most Wanted. Yeah, I'm going to go with, I'll say B again. It's solid. It's enjoyable. It's not incredible or amazing, but it's a solid read.
Moving Target, I don't think either of us have.
Yeah, no.
Padawan, you haven't?
I have not read Padawan.
Phasma?
I have not read Phasma, unfortunately.
Poe Dameron Freefall?
I have not.
Nope. Any of the Queen's Trilogy?
No.
Rebel Rising.
No.
I've read Resistance Reborn. I quite enjoyed Resistance Reborn. I know it got a lot of flack because of stuff with Rez, but I think we should put that in A tier. I quite enjoyed Resistance Reborn. So,
all right, fair enough.
I thought it was actually a really good step between the Last Jedi and the Rise of Skywalker, explaining how the Resistance rebuilt itself from 8 to 9. You read the ROTJ novel?
I don't believe I have, no.
Revenge of the Sith novel, I haven't read it in full, but this novel goes fucking hard, and I dare us to put it anywhere other than S. Some of the lines from this book are some of the most blistering shit I've ever seen in Star Wars.
Yeah, so this is
Matt
the
Stover,
canon.
No, this is Legends.
This is Legends. I thought these were all canon novels.
Except for the film novelizations.
Oh, because I was thinking the release date would have been, no, if this is the Legends, then yes, I have read the Revenge of the Sith novelization, and I think it's fucking incredible. Easy A.
Yeah, Matt Stover
or S,
wrote,
easy S.
I feel like this is what a friend of the show, Alden Diaz, told me, which is very true. He said that Matt Stover wrote every sentence in that book like he'd never write another sentence of Star Wars ever again. And it's so true.
It is absolutely true. There's so many. I mean, everybody knows the one line, you know, I am not blind, Padme with Obi-Wan, you know, talking about
just the introduction of that shit. You know, the introduction of the Revenge of the Sith novelization. I need to show you this shit. This is fantastic. This is like, what the hell was this guy on when he was writing this? This story happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It is already over. Nothing can be done to change it.
Damn.
It is a story of love and loss, brotherhood and betrayal, courage and sacrifice, and the death of dreams. It is the story of the blurred line between our best and our worst. It is the story of an end of an age. A strange thing about stories, those has all happened so long ago and so far away that words cannot describe the time or the distance. It's also happening right now, right here. It is happening as you read these words. This is how 25 millennia come to a close. Corruption and treachery have crushed 1,000 years of peace. This is not just the end of a republic. Night is falling on civilization itself. This is the twilight of the Jedi. The end starts now. What the fuck? That was just the intro. That was the prologue intro to that book.
That's insane.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
holy
absolutely,
shit.
It really gets to how seismic the Rise of the Empire really, truly was.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Have you read Rogue One novel?
I have not read the Rogue One novel.
Alphabet Show, I Didn't Shadowfall?
Nope.
Shadow of the Sith is going to be S tier next.
Oh, you've read it.
Shadow of the Sith is my favorite Star Wars novel of all time. Adam Christopher fucking kills it. It has everything I want in a Star Wars novel. It has a story I've wanted to be told ever since walking out of the theater seeing The Rise of Skywalker. If you know me, I battled through COVID. I was sick with COVID. I battled through COVID to read this fucking book. And I never get that excited over Star Wars. No offense to Star Wars books, but like, I just like, for me, I read Star Wars books when I can. I'm not a dedicated reader of Star Wars books like some other people, but I got that on my Kindle and I sped through that book, and it's so fucking good. I love Shadow of the Sith so much. Please read it if you have not. I had an entire like hour and a half discussion with DeVore from Lord Through the Force on his show about it.
Nice.
Shadow of the Sith is fucking great. Adam Christopher is also just a fantastic writer. The Smuggler's Run, I don't think either of us have.
Nope.
Tarkin?
Nope.
ESB novelization, probably
Nope.
not. I've read some of The Force Awakens. I think I'm going to put it in D just based on what I read. It wasn't fantastic. Like, I love The Force Awakens as a movie. I just don't think the novelization is very good.
Fair enough.
Now we get to the High Republic, and please do not destroy us because we haven't read most of these stuff. Have you read anything of the High Republic?
No.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I know
Unfortunately.
a lot of people love them, and Cataclysm isn't even out yet. And I want to read more of them. Again, when I have a bit more time on my hands, I will.
Yeah.
But I have read a few of them. And I mean a
Yeah.
few. The ones I have read, I'm just putting them all on the haven't yet read part tier that we have. Light of the Jedi, I have read, and that deserves no less than S tier. Light of the Jedi is a fantastic novel. It's Charles Soule's first prose writing Star Wars, and he fucking kills it. Charles Soule has a gift for writing that easily puts him among the best writers in Star Wars, and he had the task of introducing an entire era of Star Wars that we'd never seen before. And not only did he do it, he just made a really fucking great Star Wars book along the way. Light of the Jedi is fantastic. I've also read a bit of The Rising Storm and by Kevin Scott, which is the second novel in the second adult novel in the High Republic. And I'm gonna put that as A, and again, not because I hate it, just because I like there's stuff I haven't read, but from what I read, I absolutely loved what I've read so far. TLJ novelization. The TLJ novelization I have read, from what I've read, very good. I'm gonna go A. You haven't read TLJ or
I've not, no.
Perfect Weapon, have you read?
I've not read Perfect Weapon.
Episode of Phantom Menace.
No.
Princess and the Scoundrel.
Not read Princess and the Scoundrel.
Have you read Rise or is only me who's read Rise?
I think it's just you who's read Rise.
Rae Carson does this movie fucking great justice, and I love what she had to say about this movie and the book. Personal bias on my part, absolutely, but this is going in S tier. Alliances. Thrawn Alliances. I think both of us have read this.
Yeah, I think this is of the canon Thrawn books, this might be the weakest. I wasn't a huge fan of this. It
Yeah, I'm
had
not.
its moments, but overall,
See?
yeah, I think C, this one really
Yeah.
wasn't, this wasn't where it was at.
I was kind of disappointed by Alliances, honestly. Now we have the Ascendancy trilogy. I think you've read it, I haven't.
I've read the first two. I haven't read
You haven't read Lesser Evil.
I've read Greater Good and I've read Thrawn
Chaos Rising.
Ascendancy. I've read Chaos Rising. I've read Greater Good.
So,
Honestly,
Ascendancy?
Ascendancy, I'm gonna say, yeah, show me what I'm working with. I'm gonna say I'm torn between A and B tier because on the one hand, the world building is amazing. It's a really good story to get into, but on the other hand, I'm gonna go with B. It's just too convoluted. It's just too. It's just, I think it's a little just kind of overwrought, and it doesn't really. It's great in its own right, but you have to overlook a lot of things to really get to the greatness. Although it is very, very exciting and well executed at times, it doesn't really come anywhere close to the magic of the actual Thrawn books, be them canon or legends. So I'm going to go with B as well.
As in, you're good.
Greater Good, B as well, yeah. That's
Okay.
part of the thing is they kind of the books kind of blend into each other so well that it's hard to
Yeah.
even distinguish them.
Now we have Treason, which,
We're
have
on
you read
Treason.
Treason?
I've read Treason. I don't really remember it very terribly
I
well. I read
quite
it.
liked Treason. I think I liked Treason more than most people did. Treason for me, I'd put it A, but if you want to put it at B, then I'm fine with that.
We can put it A. It's a good book.
Thrawn deserves no less than S.
Yeah, the original canon
Original
Thrawn
canon
book,
Thrawn is a
it's, yeah.
masterpiece of writing. It's the single best thing Timothy Zahn has ever done for Star Wars and deserves no
Wow,
less than
those
S.
are bold words, but I would almost agree.
Victory's
All right,
Price, I don't think you've
I've not read
read.
it. Well,
So,
there is our
There is our tier list.
We're gonna post. We're posting these.
And all the shit we haven't
post
read.
These on our on our social media, maybe, so people can.
We're gonna post. I'm gonna post the link to our account in the. People can check these out. Where's the seat? If they want to.
See, if they want.
You can also do them. And you can also do these for yourself on TierMaker. All right. Your number two. Your second one. Let's do this.
Only on number two. My second one. Oh boy. Got some options. I'm going to go with something a little bit different. We are going with, let me just drop this in the chat, Star Wars Bounty Hunters.
That was one of mine. I'm excited that you did this. I want to see if mine and yours was the same. Yeah, they were the same, actually. Ours was the exact same. We did the exact same one. So thank you for doing that so I don't have to.
Welcome.
All righty. Let's do bounty hunters. Let's do this. Borlum.
Or a little, say B tier. Doesn't do too much.
Oh, I was going to go with like C tier or something. Yeah.
Oh, we can do C tier because he is iconic to an extent.
Greedo.
As a bounty hunter.
I mean, he sucks as a bounty hunter, but
his character overall.
He's iconic.
I'd say B tier.
Yeah, I'd say B tier as well, actually. Yeah. I forget who that is.
Like we can skip some of these who we may not know who they are.
Yeah, I forget
may not
who
have
that
seen
is.
Media.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a not I don't know section. Give me a second.
Okay.
The question mark tier. I don't know who either of these are or this Cloud Rider. I know they're a Cloud Rider, but that's all I know. Aura Sing. I think solid B for me for Aura Sing.
I would say A. I mean, as a bounty hunter, as a character, she's dangerous. Like, she is really dangerous.
Yeah.
I get
that.
She knows what she's doing. She's scary.
I guess her character is just not that interesting.
Okay. We can go B then.
But yeah, B. Ventress is weird because her character is not really known as a bounty hunter.
I think as a bounty hunter still, though, I would say I would give her an A tier because...
Yeah, I'd say
even,
A.
Just in the episodes where she is a bounty hunter, those are some of the most interesting...
Oh, they're very interesting
episodes of the Clone Wars.
I don't know who this bounty hunter is from the comics. We have the infamous Kersantan. I feel like he deserves S tier because of just the sheer intimidation factor. When I saw him in the second episode of the Book of Boba Fett, I knew we were in for a crazy series with this guy, and boy were we. I'm so glad that this guy is live action now. He debuted in the comics, but he just makes a really fascinating character, this feral Wookiee, this vicious Wookiee. I think he deserves S tier.
I was going to say like B, to be honest. I don't...
So comrades put him in A?
Yeah, A is fine.
All right.
Boba Fett.
Yeah. If you had asked me 5 years ago, I would have said put this in D tier automatically. But then this show called The Book of Boba Fett came out. Put this motherfucker in S tier.
I would have said S anyway. I would have said S. Boba Fett, Book of Boba or no Book of Boba, but yeah.
Book of Boba makes this character, and frankly, actually. Really, Mandalorian made him first, but then Book of Boba just like Mandalorian made him good for me, but then Book made him great for me. Bossk, I would also argue for S tier.
Yeah,
among just the sheer icon factor.
Tall. Yeah,
Duga from TCW.
Well, Duga from TC. I'm not convinced. I know where that character comes from.
He's the guy he's the one who Cad Bane kills because of the hat.
Oh. See, I don't know.
What? It was a nice hat.
It was certainly a nice hat. One that he deserved to wear for far longer.
D tier?
Sure, yeah, if you want.
C-21 Heisinger was really cool for literally one episode of The Clone Wars. I don't feel comfortable putting Heisinger any higher than C.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Here's a controversial one. You know who that is? We don't see the face, but I recognize that outfit anywhere.
That's Cad Bane.
That's Cad Bane.
S tier. He was a bad motherfucker. He really was. He really gave the Jedi a run for their money. He really did.
I think most I can stomach is A.
All right, fair enough. Put him in A.
Cassie Cryer from that one episode of TCW.
She's a Trillion Django Jumper. C, B, I don't know. She's cool. Really
C.
See her though.
I'm gonna go C. What's his name? What's that guy's name? Fuck,
I have
what's
no
that guy's
idea.
name from the Bounty Hunter arc in at the end of season two? Orison Krew, Bounty Hunter. Blastus. Anyway, lame. D. Let's see. I think that's I don't recognize that's a comic character who I unfortunately don't recognize. That is the Cellcath. I think his name's Muntu or something like that. Give me a
Cellcath,
second.
not too.
Cellcath Bounty Hunter
I mean,
from the
I
box.
recognize the little picture, but I don't know
Muntu,
where.
yeah, Muntu. From the box. From the Koopa Deluxe. E, ooh, anyway. D gets electrocuted real fast, that guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can go D.
Cato
DC, I don't know.
Parasati. I can't even be the best Clawdeye bounty hunter, so I'm not interested. D?
Yeah, fair enough. D.
I don't know who this is. Another character. This is Darone, who I think is interesting for the one episode he appears in. Much like Heisinger. He's the one who penetrates the shield. I'd say C.
Yeah. Fair enough, C.
There's Ellis from that one episode of TCW. I'd say D because he doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, fair enough. I agree. There's a lot of animators in here that don't really.
Embo! A at the lowest. A at the
Embo.
lowest for
We,
me.
I think we got to go A. He's not at that level.
Okay.
We can go A.
I would have argued for
I
S,
love his
but
hat,
yeah.
though.
Embo is a boss. I fucking love Embo. And yeah. I fucking love Embo. There's that one IG droid from that one episode of TCW. Not crazy. They're the two IG droids. They don't really do anything, so I think it'd be safe to put them both at D. IG-88.
Okay,
Feel like just on.
is this including in Legends when
I feel like it needs to for IG
has the
because like
plot to take over from all sentient beings and create a droid
and
universe?
like he was the boss in Shadow of the Empire, and like this guy, I know he hasn't done much in canon, but it's just that legendary status of the droid bounty hunter. I feel like we gotta put him
Okay,
in
I
A.
mean, yeah, we'll put him in A.
There's Chakoli from TCW, I think, who dies like the first scene we see him.
Yeah,
D.
F or D. Yeah, lowest.
Try to convince me to put Jango fucking Fett anywhere other than S tier.
Automatic yes. Who else has an army of their clones out there in the
He is,
galaxy? Literally
frankly,
nobody.
him and Boba are and Bosk actually are who I think of when I think about the actor. They really are. I actually like Jango. I think I might like Jango as a character better than his son. And that saying something now because I really do like Boba, but Jango, especially Bounty Hunter. Bounty Hunter is such a great character study for Jango. Sugi, I actually quite like. I'd put Sugi at B. She doesn't get a lot of screen time, but I like what we have from her.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, she's one of the better ones out there.
There's what's her name? Ketsu Onyo.
Ketsu
could
Ono
also
from
put her in B.
Star Wars Rebels character.
Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, she's pretty cool. She's all right.
There's Kira Swan, who I think dies in the box as well. D tier. Ozzy, who
She's
is
got the
in
cool
like two
vines.
episodes.
She's got
I'd
cool
say
vines.
C at best.
Yeah, she's got an insanely cool weapon, but she gets her ass handed to her. C.
Yeah. Boush.
Oh,
I feel
Boush.
like just on the iconic status, I feel like we gotta do.
I'm feeling like at least B, maybe.
I was gonna say A.
Okay, we can do A.
On the icon status. I don't know who this is. I think this is one of the better to die in the box. I don't know who this is.
Hello, Ival.
I don't really think he's a bounty hunter. Like,
he's not, and also
we D-tier. Just see him. He's a weird
the
character.
The only interesting thing about him is that one line that he killed his mother because he was bored.
Yeah.
That's the only interesting thing about him.
Pretty much.
I think this is another loser bounty hunter. Here's Anka, who's Balduga's twin, who also died in the box. I believe that right there is Reiko Hardeen.
Oh, Reiko, the original
Reiko Hardeen. Who we know nothing. I think we should put him in C just because, you know.
If he's not actually Obi-Wan in a disguise, he's not doing shit. Easy C, maybe even a D. I don't know.
Yeah, I think C just because, you know, Obi-Wan does take on his identity and he had to be good enough at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. He did.
Robo Nino.
Who?
The fish guy.
Oh.
I put him in B.
Ahsoka's stolen lightsaber.
No, he's not. He's part of the crew that infiltrates hostage crisis. He also roughs up in the Senate conspiracy arc.
Okay,
this guy,
you're right.
Robo Nino.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I would put him in B because I really like him.
Go for it. Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. This is, what's her name?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
The ones that I don't recognize.
Oh my god. Rumi Paramita. Who does barely anything. She does survive, so I'm going to give her C just because she does survive the box. So I think that's worth something. I believe that's Sana Staros. And I feel like just the legacy that character has left behind, I think she deserves an A.
Yeah, I definitely. Absolutely.
I don't know who that is.
It's from The Force Awakens, but I have no idea.
Yeah, that's Serapis right there.
Oh, Serapis from Salute
the Mind.
Oh, man.
B-tier. Is the highest we can... Because he appears for one episode, but he's really cool in that one episode.
I do love his mech suit. Yeah, B-tier.
Yeah, that's Shahana Lama, who I think maybe C.
What?
He's that other weak way bounty hunter that accompanies Hondo. I'm going to put him in C. I don't know who this is. This is Brick from Clone Cadets. I think he's a jerk.
His only defining characteristic is being a dick to the clones for no reason.
There's, what's his name? This is a Sentinel. I don't know who this bounty hunter is, but I think he dies in the box. I also think this guy dies in the box too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So the woman from before was not Sugi.
So we don't know who she is.
That was Jasamari, who's Sugi's niece.
What?
Who appears in the Aftermath books.
Accusations.
Yeah, sorry about that one. I don't really know her, so I can't, but I'll put Sugi along with the real Sugi. There's Tam Posla, who is a background character in Rogue One and Solo, but was way more expanded in the comics. Since I don't know enough about them, I can't really say. Toto 360 is a reach for Bounty Hunter, but in terms of these characters, I'd say B, just because of Seth Green.
He's a Bounty Hunter's handmaiden. That's what he is.
Yeah. I don't know any of these other three characters, so...
Me neither.
Yeah, that's our list. That's that list. So that's your number two done. There you go.
Oh, gosh. We have to do more. Oh.
What?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So now we're going to my second one. So for the first two seasons of The Mandalorian, let's rank these characters. I think this one should be easier just because, you know, let's see. S, A, B, C, D, and delete. Starting off with a classic, of course, we have Din Djarin, The Mandalorian.
I mean, S, it's his show.
S, yeah, it's his damn show, and he's a great character. Kin from The Prisoner. I don't like this guy that much.
Yeah.
I don't really like this guy.
D, he doesn't really do much.
Tusken Kid, same thing. Like, the Tuskens get greatly expanded, but this Tusken specifically in Mando doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
I like Omara, and I hope we see her again. I'd say B.
Which episode? Sanctuary?
Sanctuary, yeah.
Yeah, B. Yeah.
Baylan Hess from The Believer.
The snooty officer.
C.
Yeah, C. No, he doesn't do much.
Toro Calican, instant D. Fucking hate that guy.
He's the poser bounty hunter, right? Yeah, he's
There's
amazing. He's
Lang,
the worst.
who's Morgan Elsbeth's assistant, who I think C.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Mayfeld, who I think should be D.
I'm not a
Hate that
fan. Yeah, I'm
guy.
not a fan of his character, to be honest. I think it
I still don't really like Mayfeld. Sorry.
kind of stinks. It's not the best.
For Dune
Cara Dune,
D,
D,
we don't
moving on.
tolerate transphobia
That's
here.
emphatic D. And for the record, as a character, she sucks too. It's not just the fact. It's a triple threat because her character sucks. Well, I don't even remember her fucking name now. No, whatever
Go,
the
Gina Carano.
actress's. Gina Carano's acting fucking sucks, and this is a complaint I had long before any transphobia, and her political opinions and the way that she expresses them on Twitter, especially using cost metaphors to do so, are fucking dog shit, and I hate them. Moving on.
Boba Fett, S tier.
Yeah, Boba Fett, the return.
The return, the triumphant return. Ahsoka Tano, also S tier.
Yeah, there we go.
Fucking love Rosario Dawson
Good to see
as
where
Ahsoka.
this list is going.
Fennec Shand, also S tier.
We love Fennec.
Love Fennec. Okay,
Grogu.
this one's gonna be a controversial one. The kid. Where do you want to put the kid?
I think we could put the kid S tier. I mean, he's part of the reason the show.
Yeah, I just like,
He's
here's the
part of
thing.
the
As much as I love
success of
that
it.
kid, like, he hasn't really done much so far.
He's such a six. He's part of the show's success to
Yeah,
such a
actually,
great degree.
I'd piss off too many people putting him anywhere else than S, so.
When are you ever worried about pissing people off, Eli? One of
But
your favorite
specifically with
armies.
Grogu, but like specifically with Grogu,
Okay,
I don't
that's fine.
want to get into that anger. I don't want to
I've
get
seen
into
people
that
go.
anger.
I know I've seen people go hard in the paint for Grogu, and I'm kind of surprised.
The one Imperial officer from the Eris, specifically only because he introduces us to the suicide device he used several times in Mando and Bad Batch, I
Oh
think
yeah.
B. Literally only because of that. Morgan Elsbeth, I'd say B only because she fights Ahsoka Tano. On the virtue of
Oh
the
yeah.
fact that she fights Ahsoka Tano. Greef Karga, I feel like, has gotten, like, I was skeptical about his character at the beginning, but fantastic.
Yeah, I like him. He's
S
one of the
tier.
main pillars of the show. Sure, yeah.
Luke Skywalker. I know some people don't like his appearance in The Mandalorian, but cool fit. But I
I don't
actually like
love
when
his
Star
appearance.
Wars. I actually like when Star Wars characters appear in Star Wars. I'm sorry.
Oh, you mean it? Oh, you mean the fact that he appears?
Yeah, the
Not,
fact that
oh,
he
just the,
appears.
yeah, I was gonna say I don't love like the way the deep fake
The
worked.
fact that he appears.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's neither here nor there. I
I want
could
to put him
try
in
to come up
S.
with
What do you
some.
think?
Okay, yeah, you can go for it. Yeah. I could try to come up with some elaborate take about why I like or don't like it, but to be honest, I'm fine with it. Nothing more, nothing less.
What?
What?
Activate the dark troopers.
Oh. Okay, the Dark Troopers are pretty cool. We go like
I
A
think
or
A,
maybe B.
yeah, I was
Maybe
gonna
B.
say A. I feel like A just because we don't have anything in that tier, and I feel like I think actually it's a good balance because
Okay,
I don't think they're as legendary as any of these, but I also don't think they're, yeah.
yeah. Are we gonna end
The
up doing a thing where
Moth.
we just put all the main characters in S? I feel like we might end up doing that on this one. I'm not gonna lie.
Maybe. I don't know.
Time will tell. All right.
The Moth Gideon.
S for me. I love Moff Gideon. He's
Yeah, I think
sick.
S for me, honestly.
He's a badass.
There's Tonti, the bartender on I think A actually is a good place for
Yeah.
Tonti.
Go for it, yeah.
The armor. I don't trust this woman. I think she's an interesting character, but I don't trust this woman, so I'm going B.
B. Okay.
Yeah,
Let's mix it
I
up.
just don't trust her. I just don't trust her.
Let's mix it up. Yeah.
Bib, I'm gonna put in D just because he appears for 2 seconds and dies in 2 seconds.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Bo-Katan cries.
And
Katee Sackhoff has, especially this season, been killing this role more than she ever has, and that's saying something. You can't convince me that that Bo-Katan cries is any lower than S.
yeah, I've my opinion on Bo-Katan has not fundamentally changed. You know, I'm not her
Yeah,
biggest
I
fan,
know.
but I mean, in terms of like how good as a character for the show, it's hard to argue. It's hard to argue with it, and I've definitely have found more sympathy towards Bo-Katan, and especially in season three of The Mandalorian so far, she's really been holding up the show well. So yeah, I had no complaints there. Cobb Vanth.
S tier. Next.
And we have an S plus tier for Cobb Vanth.
Yes, absolutely. If this was in hotness, it would be S triple plus.
We should have an SEXY tier.
Yes, absolutely.
Those letters in that order.
And those letters in that order. Eliah Kane, who we didn't know the name of before the season three of The Mandalorian, but I would put her in A tier just because of how compelling I think her character is.
Yeah, Imperial officer turned New Republic convert, I guess.
Maybe,
but there's more.
Probably
to
not.
Yeah, A tier, absolutely.
Fran, I also would go A tier. I liked his short appearance in The Prisoner. I guess I just liked it more than anything else in The Prisoner.
Yeah.
Dr. Penn Pershing. I would also put him in the A tier just because of the convert.
Yeah, I'll put him in the A tier. I think this season has done a lot for him.
R2-D2, I'd also put in the A tier just because he's R2-D2, but like, you know, he appears for a few minutes in The Mandalorian.
Just sticks his head in for the...
Yeah. I mean, he's cool, no doubt about it. And it's R2-D, it's R2 fucking D2, but like, you know.
He's just there to maximize the endorphin rush in fans' brains.
Oh, 100%.
That's his main purpose here.
100%. Frog Lady, I would also say A.
Yeah.
Pivotal part of that arc.
She isn't, I don't know.
I'd go A for me.
Okay,
I like the Frog Lady stuff.
Yeah.
Jawa. What's my favorite line from Jawas in this show?
What? Oh, Suga.
What does Suga start with?
S. Yeah.
Next.
No, I agree. Jawas are great. They eat the egg. Enough said.
Berg. D. I don't like The Prisoner.
Prisoner, not good. Not one of the finest.
IG-11, I'd go with A.
Yeah.
Though I think they might be bringing him back, so maybe they'll get higher. I don't know. We're recording this right on the day of the release of Chapter 21, The Pirate.
The name is always fine.
So just for perspective, if IG comes back, we don't know. Koska Reeves, I would also go with A. Koska Reeves, I found actually out the pronunciation. Koska Reeves, I'd go with A.
All right, sounds good.
I actually think I'd put Queel in A too. I really like him, and I think he played a great role, but, you know, he was just in the one season. Or do you want to put him S?
It's Queel. We got to go S.
All right, I have spoken.
And he dies saving Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
So.
Client S next.
I love the client. They should have kept the client, man.
The client is only S tier because of one thing and one thing only. The client in and of himself is not a very interesting character, at least to me. But when you learned that one time about when he was captured by German soldiers and spoke and soldiers off the coast of Africa and was forced to speak French, you'll put the client in S tier too.
Yeah.
What a legend. Werner Herzog.
Werner Herzog totally carries the client. Like,
oh, yeah.
His just charisma and the compellingness, like I wish they kept him around because he's freaking awesome.
Frog guy, I think all should go in A with his like.
Yeah.
His frog Xion.
The
Zero.
The Twi'lek woman.
Peli, I think in A.
Oh, here's the thing about Pelimoto. She's kind, or she's nice. She's a sweet talker, you know. She has a sense of humor. But if it weren't for those things, she'd be considered a total scumbag. I mean, look what she does this season.
Oh, yeah.
What she hires the Jawas to steal a bunch of parts off this guy's speeder. Then she turns around and charges him for
she's a bit rough around the edges, but you know.
Yeah, she's at a rough around. She is a full on criminal. She is a hustler. That's who she is.
Yeah, and the myth role for real life reasons, I'm gonna put in D tier.
Fair enough.
Because if you did not know, Horatio Sands has been credibly accused of sexual harassment. And again, I know there's arguments about separating the art from the artist, but I just can't with that guy right now. All right, your third tier list.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and pick a short one because I'm fucked for work tonight.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. Visions.
I wasn't gonna get it all done anyway. It just pushes me to not stay up too late and talk to my professors instead, which is what I should be doing. Here's a good one.
All right, go ahead.
Let's do. This is an interesting one since it's been a while since we talked about this show. How about a tier list of Star Wars Visions episodes?
I was wondering if you were doing that one. Yeah, let's do Visions.
When did we cover Visions? Because
we covered some of them, like I think like 6 months ago for IAG.
Oh right, okay.
SABCD, yeah, 9 episodes of Vision, 9 more coming out in May.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Akakiri. D or C for me.
Now this is the
prequel trilogy analog.
This is a prequel trilogy analog one. Okay.
This is like the save the one you love from dying, blah blah blah.
This one, I thought this one was all right. I can go B.
This is my least favorite of Visions, honestly. And it's not, I don't hate it. I just don't think it's great.
Okay, we can go to C.
Yeah. Op and Ocho, I think, should be A. I quite like
and Ocho.
The family story about the bunny family.
I didn't love that one. It was, you know, it was pretty creative. I'll give it an A. I didn't love it, but it was, there was something about it. It was
Toby 1. I would personally go with B.
This one has some things I really like about it and some things I really don't. The art style is very unique. The concept. Yeah, I'll go B.
It's a quirky, episode. Fun story, but I don't think it reaches the greatness of other stuff.
Tatooine Rhapsody
is a whole shit ton of fun. I'd put it at A, but I understand if you want to put it.
Really? Really? I thought you didn't like this one. Wow.
I don't like this one.
Maybe we go B, because I was going to put it in C or D. So it's a solid episode, you know.
The duel is dramatic as shit, and I'm here for it. I'd put it in S.
It is a heavy hitter. Yeah, I think.
Frankly, I put all of the remaining ones on this list in S, so just putting that one out.
Okay.
Out there, but so we'll judge it as we go for each individual one, but we're putting Duel in S?
Duel, yeah, it's totally aesthetic. It may be aesthetic bias, but it's just a cool as shit looking episode. And it's basically just one long fight scene.
Yeah. The Elder?
I didn't love The Elder. I would settle for A, I think, on this one, because I was going to put it lower. I don't know. It's freaking creepy.
Ninth Jedi fucking rocks. And I think several of our friends would kill us if we put it anywhere lower than S.
I'm a fan. I'll do it.
The twins, I know a lot of people hate this one, but this is my personal favorite episode of Visions. I fucking love this. It goes all out and I love it.
It's so, it's, you know, super theatrical, melodromatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to put this in A...
No, I can go for S. It was a good one.
Okay, yeah.
I love the way they, you know, they played with the
I was sitting next to I managed to get space to exposure. To the Visions panel, and I was sitting next to a guy, and I told him my favorite episode was the twins, and he looked at me like I was crazy. Village Bride is also very good. I'd put it in S.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous episode. Just visually for that alone, it's pretty stunning.
Absolutely, well, and
have Visions.
Star Wars Visions. And then finally, I think this is a really fun one to end this with. We're only going to do 6 of these for this episode, but I'm really excited to do this one. Let's talk about Star Wars leaders.
Oh.
There are a bunch of leaders, and I want to talk to them not just about as characters, but specifically as leaders. Here we go. Here are our leaders.
Like how much we like the characters or how good they were as a leader.
How effective they were as leaders.
How effective as leaders. All right. Let's do this.
Give me a second. Let me just clear out this stuff. Bail.
Bail Organa.
I would say Bail should be. I was going to go conservatively A tier, but yeah, I think S tier for Bail.
Yeah. He knew how to put it together.
Yeah. Dooku, I also think should be S tier because
I totally agree.
The formation of the Separatist Alliance.
He was silver tongued. Everyone in Separatist territory loved him.
And he made some good points.
He did make some good points.
And for the wrong reasons, but he made some good points. Admiral Ackbar. I also think should be SRA, maybe.
I think S tier. I think he's, you know, amazing military commander for the rebellion. General Grievous.
Yeah. D tier. I love the character. He's a terrible leader.
He runs and hides. What other leader do you know? Just like beheads their own troops.
Their own troopers. Yeah, that's what I was going to go with. Don't answer
that because there probably is some character in Legends and the old Sith who does that.
Yeah.
Hera.
Hera, I'd go with at least A.
I'm tempted to put S. I think what she does it on a much smaller scale since for the most
of
the
levels. But we get to know her a lot as this and she very really does, good leader.
She does.
She holds that crew together.
She demonstrates profound leadership, even if it's with a small group.
And
of
she's a general in the Rebel Alliance. Yes. I know there's a lot of conflicting thoughts about Haldo from The Last Jedi, but I really do think she was, at the end of the day, a good leader. I think that Poe, the Poe shit was Poe's own fault more than anybody else. Am I saying she's the best? No. Am I saying she's the worst? Also, no. I'd go with B or A.
I might. Yeah, I guess B or maybe B for me, I think.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, she wasn't some, I don't know. She was maybe a good leader, not a fine leader, not a great leader. Yeah. I think the way that she handled the situation in The Last Jedi, just it created an she really kind of exacerbated a lot of the problems and didn't take steps that, you know, some of the characters like Bail or Ackbar would have done to assuage the situation, I think. You know, sharing what information they could to make those, you know, serving beneath them feel more confident.
Jabba is I'd say would be C or D, just because dark side leaders inherently are not very good.
There's a difference between being a leader. Jabba's not a leader. Jabba's a ruler. There's a very much a difference. Yeah, he C, I think.
Yeah. Same thing with Kylo Ren. I love Kylo Ren as a character. But he's not a good leader, and that's the point.
Yeah. D, I think, but yeah.
Leia, instant S.
S tier.
Maul, also, I would say D.
I would say C tier, because he does achieve. He has some accomplishments under his belt as a leader, you know, with Mandalore, but he really doesn't. He doesn't hang around.
Especially because of Andor, I'm putting Mon Mothma at S.
Yeah, what she goes through for the rebellion, it's incredible.
Gunray is D.
Yeah.
I think I'd put Padme at A. I don't think she's quite at the level of Bail or Mothma, but I think she plays an important part. But she does often, like, she does find ways to end up on the losing side of things more often than not. I mean, Palpatine's stacking the decks against her, but still.
Yeah, I would say A. I think she isn't, I don't know, she doesn't have some of the same opportunities for success as the others, just given when she's in power, when she's in her prime, you know, where she is, what's happening in the galaxy at the time. That makes sense.
I would say Poe also A, because at least by the time of Rise, I don't think he was a good leader at the time of Force Awakens or TLJ, but I think he really matured and evolved, and I think by the time he goes to Exegol, I think he is a good, maybe not like as great as the six on top, but good leader.
Fair enough. I would put him at B. I don't know. I guess we could. A is fine. I just, if it were me personally, I wouldn't put him on the same level as Padme Amidala. But maybe that's
Vizsla.
Just me.
I'd also put it as B. Actually, I'd put Vizsla.
Yeah, he makes a lot of crucial mistakes, and he's not the wisest leader. But he is very charismatic,
he's much better than a lot of the other Darksiders.
He is where he is for some reasons.
Yeah, breaking our general rule with freaking whatchamacallit, with Darksiders. I'm gonna go with Palpatine as S.
Yeah, I mean,
this guy pulled the strings of the entire fucking galaxy for decades on end.
He knew what he was about.
He knew how to do it. He knew how to do it. Now, obviously, what he did was terrible, but he still knew how to do it effectively.
That's true.
Snoke, I would say probably B. He was effective until he wasn't.
We didn't really see evidence of.
He was intimidating, he was intimidating and he was firm, but Tarkin.
Oh man, Tarkin's one because He has things about him that make him a really good leader in his own way.
I also go with Tarkin's B.
A couple fatal flaws. I'll put him at B, yeah. Yoda. Okay. This is a really interesting one.
So, friend of the show, Jared the Dark Jedi, and I have an ongoing feud about Yoda. We're very good friends, by the way. But Jared hates Yoda, and I love Yoda. And I will go to bat for Yoda more times than not. Maybe A?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the thing about
A or
Yoda
B. It's like the I know the Order fell under him, but like I think he did do some good things for it. The thing about Yoda is he has the most game tape as a leader of any of these people. And it's not even really close. He has hundreds of years of leadership. So, like, you know, the stuff we see is mixed at best. But, you know, there's also hundreds of years where he was leading the Jedi just fine there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we could have an entire episode just discussing this one. But I think B is, or A, what do
I'm
we
gonna go
do?
With A
do
just because of Yoda.
I think A is fine. You know, we could be biased towards, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's Yoda at the end of the day.
He's like, fucking Yoda.
I'm a Jedi happy guy. I like Jedi.
Yeah.
So
and you know me, I'm a Yoda stan. Anyway, that was quite a lengthy episode of In a Galaxy, but we hope you all enjoyed that. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at In a Galaxy Pod, Instagram at Star Wars In a Galaxy. You can listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. We will be there. If we're not, email us slbinagalaxy@gmail.com. Check out Epic Confrontations on our YouTube channel. And I think until next time, may the Force be with you. Always.